it.
It's All Things Travel Tuesday today, and we're joined by hiker Usifiso Malomane, who is here to tell us about his journey and his love for hiking and how it all began. Usifiso, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, Unjani.
Ngiyaphila unjani?
Hi, no, ngiyaphila, man.
Love your energy, Usifiso, on a Tuesday morning. And you know, if there's something else that I really, truly enjoy, ngibantu labafana nawe, is for me, it's just very fascinating to know that there are people that actually enjoy hiking. Story sakho ne hiking saqala njani?
No, it's not. I mean, hiking and gazing. Let me not say and gazing. Why and I move over to Johannesburg. That's where we turn to the hiking, like Alakona, and Akona, and Falang, Bo Prince, the Kali, but it's over. Then that's where I started loving hiking, Nakulu. So, until today, Makuma hiking, Mau Bital Kamalamji, but the Lakumbu hiking, like only Navanda.
But Yakala and Jan Leondo, because I mean, here you are saying that it's not something that you liked in the beginning. What was it when you moved to Joburg that really thrilled you about the hiking? What, okay, no, maybe this thing, I like it a bit.
Okay. So people were like, we hike a cool. And then, then one day, I said, no, let me go and try it. Then Mangpu Mangahamba and I tried this thing hiking out. I told her, something you would name I can do, Jay. Take it as a sport because then I can't not sport that cool, being cycling that cool. But then nothing to get your back, then that's where I fell in love with the hiking.
And here you are now, more than 9 years later, you are still a lover of hiking. How do we encourage, I think, especially, the black community, Guti, engage a lot more in things like hiking? I mean, it has a lot of health benefits, and not just healthy mdimba, but even your mental health. You know, I was just saying, Guti, when you're hiking, there's a lot that you can sit and think about and just get a breath of fresh air, switch off your phone, and just kind of be in that moment. There's a lot of health benefits that come with, you know, hiking. But as the black community, there's a lot of things, let's not daddy, about hiking.
Indolent Nashabumun to Nebu, they must try this thing in hiking, the cool, they must just find the hiking club around Labashala Korova during the corner. And then, because, like you said, you're going to do the thing that you can benefit from hiking. Like, if you're going through something, just try hiking, just go one weekend, go for hiking. If you need solutions and stuff, that's where you get to think. Because before you're off, we share more to any, it's just you, a kilometer, and plus. Then muscle will go to find. Now I need to find solution. We have to toll our it. Everyone. We follow nothing. Puma. We will sell in that one. They too late. Do the peaceful. That's the guy. Yeah.
How do you do how do you do these multi-day treks where you're hiking for days? I think for me, I would be so scared because where do you sleep? What do you eat? How does it work? But then again, I mean, hiking for one day, gumnanzi over. I cannot imagine hiking for multiple days.
No, nakhona ne kunekudla because I get to carry a backpack. I will get a backpack hiking ganani. Kunema 80 kg, kunema 120, kunema 90 kg. So we are going to have to collect all the bags and all the food. It's food that is already prepared. Package. We are going to the chance to cook them you just put a man this last year, then you just eat from lab. So good labu corn. So you can go hiking for 5-6 days. Like when you're doing funny boat, the one Leila Paisi Bonusa. It takes about 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. So you can take the food, the thing, make sure you've got enough water. Then,
And I mean, you are somebody with your own hikers club, Right? Tell us a bit about that. What was the inspiration behind you wanting to open your own hikers club? How is it going? How do people enter?
I want a hiking club, but I just decided when I came back home, like, was crazy. I was, let me just go and hike alone. And I went live on Facebook. And then some of my friends, they saw, okay, fine, this guy is hiking. So they got interested, like, okay. They joined me as well. Then that's when they decided, guys, let's open the hiking club, the Zavul Hiking Club. Well, that's how the hiking club came about. But for me, it was just me going hiking alone because I missed hiking from Joburg. Then when I came back home, I was like, no, man, we've got some hiking trails like I. And Ninga, so people from Joburg come la and boom, like, and some of the places to come and hike. So that's when. Let's open this thing. That's how it started.
No, absolutely. You actually just mentioned something that, you know, boggled my mind. We've got a lot of hiking trails in Mpumalanga, and it's tourism month. September is tourism month. How do we encourage more people to come over to Mpumalanga to try out e-hiking and all these beautiful, beautiful views that we've got?
I would say to people, even people from Pana must just go up. Like I said, no one said, they must just find some hiking club because our hiking club, the Woman Hikers Club, it gave birth to more than, I think, 7 or 8 hiking clubs around like us.
Yeah.
But since we came back, so I would suggest people would let them, people from like us, they must join our hiking clubs because that will get to. Like our waterfalls, you go straight to your waterfall straight. Obviously, you must go to waterfalls, but I would say you get to go closer to your waterfall from a distance. So even people from outside, I would say to them, please, in my package, I'm tour operators, in my package for tourism, they must just include hiking. The corner thing will assist them to go to those places.
Absolutely. Sfiso, thank you so much for coming onto the show. And I think a big congratulations to you. I will say more than 9 years is a very long time, you know, and you are in so many ways staying healthy. And I really hope that we can find more ways to encourage more people to join in on hiking, you know, because there's a lot of health benefits that come with it. And we live in a country where, you know, there's a high rise in unemployment. Something like hiking can help with your mental health, you know. So a big congratulations to you. More than 9 years, it is a long time.
I know, I'm going to be decades again.
Yeah. Siyabonga kakhulu for coming onto the show.
I know, Ngiyabonga. Thank you for having me. Todang Moletsane, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Roz FM Mid Mornings, Mpumalanga. Azimish.